This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. We're in Tromsø, Norway. It is August 14th, 2014. I'm actually in the exhibition hall where they have all the vendors, and the 11th and last round is in progress. So we'll have the closing ceremonies tonight, and they'll award all of the medals. I have with me Regina Ribeiro from Brazil, and she is on the women's Brazilian team, but she's sitting out the last round, and we'll talk to her and introduce her to the Chess Drum audience. So how has Tromsø, Norway been for you? Have you enjoyed it here?
Oh, very much. I knew it would be a dream being here. I think this is one of the greatest chess Olympiads I've played.
And you've played in how many Olympiads?
This is my 10th.
10th?
Yes.
So your first one was when?
My first one was in 1982. Yes, it's 32 years ago.
So you, maybe some years you were not active?
Yes, for sure. And now that I am retired, I started playing again. My last Chess Olympiad was in Turin,
I think that was 06.
Yes, 06.
So it's been 8 years.
Yes, it's a long time to be out of this big tournament, fantastic tournament.
So you were not playing in those 8 years in Brazil?
Actually, I'm a chess teacher, and I work a lot with the kids, and I don't have that time to play around. And then I just play with regional chess tournaments and the national. That's why I'm here, because I qualified. Mm-hmm. And I wanted real most to be here in the land of the chess world champion. In Norwegian, the dream, it's a dream in here. It's with all these young chess players, we have this new generation, internet generation, fantastic.
So where are you based in Brazil?
And now I'm from Rio originally, but I've been living in south of Brazil for almost 40 years.
And what activities, what chess clubs are there in Brazil?
We in Blumenau, the city I live in, we have a chess club that will complete 100 years in 3 years. We are going to complete 100 years. We are working hard to have good chess there. And we have men chess schools with chess classes, a number of these chess teachers.
So tell me about Brazilian chess. Is it very popular in Brazil in terms of chess clubs and the population embraces chess?
Yes, we have the great Mackey, and famous, I think it's famous because of Mackey. But now with the chess in the school work, chess is spreading all around the country. We have good players, and we are trying our best to go out and play chess around the world.
So how is Brazil doing in this tournament so far?
I think we're doing a great tournament. Depends on the results of today, the last round. We are going to have historical results in both
open
and women.
So how was your performance this tournament?
Yeah. performing better. That's not for sure. It was my worst chess tournament, and I felt the many years I was out of playing chess. And we have young chess players. They are very active. and I feel that.
So you're more like a helper or a mentor to the younger players?
I think so. Of course, I've worked with this girl, and I've been playing them since they were child. But I love chess. I work with chess. I play chess. I teach chess. I play chess for a living. I teach chess for a living. That's why I'm here. And to get this experience and to spread around the country. Say, oh, it's good to be here. And I'm a dreamer.
So where did you learn chess in Brazil?
I learned from the television. Just an interview.
Television.
Yes, an interview that I watched from McKinney. And then when I was young, about 13 years old. And then, it's great. I want to be a chess player. And from 13 on, I started playing. I never had a coach. I don't know what a coach is. I'm doing everything for myself. It's different from the new generation. I didn't have that time books. I didn't have internet. I didn't have all this fantastic stuff to get better. But I don't give up. I'll try my best to be in Baku and also in Azerbaijan, another great country. I try my best because I love chess.
Now you mentioned that you were in the U.S. for some months and you actually played in some tournaments. Can you tell us about that?
I love being there. I played the U.S. Open, I played the World Open, I played New York Open, I played Las Vegas Open. The New York Open, because it was a famous tournament. My chess career, I wanted to play all the greatest chess. I've played in Iran, all around the world. But the New York Open was very famous, and the World Open was very famous also. In the U.S. Open, I won the U.S. Open, I think, under 2000, and was in 1986, yes, I was under 2000 champion. It was fantastic. And I also won the under 2000 Las Vegas Open, 1993, I think. I didn't do that good in the World Open, but it was very nice to be there in Philadelphia.
Yeah, the World Open is actually in another city. It's in Virginia.
Now it's changed. Now you don't have the New York Open. The U.S. Open is not as before. But I love being there. I have a very good time in USA.
So will we be seeing you come back again?
I hope so. I'm planning to go to USA next year. Because as I am working with chess in school, and I like playing in internet. We've played via internet with a New York chess school. And I would like to visit schools there and maybe do something about it. And I know you have many, many good books I've written.
Oh, you've written what's the title?
Chess for Kids.
Chess for Kids. Yes. It's in Portuguese?
In Portuguese. I think it's one of the best for chess kids we have there. Because my formation and my education is physical education, And I made this approach with chess in the school. As I'm a chess player and I do work in a school, I try to approach those teachers who just know how to move the pieces with the work hard with technical elements.
So how can we get a copy? My Portuguese is very limited. I only know how to sing capoeira. I do capoeira, so I only know how to sing song. But how can we get a copy of this book?
Only in internet.
Is it at Amazon or one of the
Amazon? I think all the big selling books have this book. You just gotta look at Regina Ribeiro and Chess, and will appear the books.
Okay. I'll do that once I get back home. I'll do that, and I'll get me a copy. And then when I come back to Brazil, then I'll have you to sign it. It'll be my pleasure to do that.
It's very nice to be here, to talk to you, and say hello to the Americans and guys. I love Chess. I love Chess. It doesn't matter if we lose or win here. Being here is fantastic.
Well, that's what the Olympiad is all about. And there are 170 plus countries here, and we all have at least one thing in common. So I'd like to thank you for these time that you spent to us, and we'll definitely support your projects and hope to see you soon.
And congratulations for the blog. It's fantastic, and hope we have something like that in Brazil. We don't have it yet, but congratulations.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, this is Daim Shabazz, and we're signing off.